Fintelligence, brought to you by Yes Securities.
Welcome to Fintelligence, the podcast where we break down complex financial concepts to help you make smarter investment decisions. I'm your host, Rohan Karyappa, and today we have a very special guest with us, Natasha Shankar, a seasoned financial advisor with years of experience in this industry. Welcome to the show, Natasha.
Thanks, Rohan. Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Let's dive right in. Our topic for today is asset allocation, which is the fundamental principle of investment strategy. So, Natasha, what exactly is asset allocation and itna crucial kyun hai investors ke liye?
So that's a good question. In fact, that's a question that, you know, many people wonder ki why should they even focus on asset allocation? So it is important for them to understand the concept behind it first. So if you look at asset allocation, it is a process. It is a process of spreading your investment across various asset classes. Now, there are several asset classes which are there in the market. You know, it includes stocks, it includes bonds, it includes cash, gold, even real estate for that matter. And the idea is to balance the risk and reward so that the investor's goal and his risk tolerance and investment horizon can be catered to. This is very important because in order to, you know, manage your risk and also make sure that you improve the likelihood of achieving your financial objectives, it is important not to put all your eggs in one basket, because obviously if there's something goes wrong, then all of them will pretty much get hit at the same time. And that is why it is important to spread it across different asset classes.
Great. That totally makes sense. Now, since we're talking about asset allocation, can you explain the concept of diversification and how it relates to asset allocation?
So diversification essentially involves spreading all your investments within an asset class to reduce risk. So essentially what I mean by that is that instead of investing in just one company stock, you would try to invest in a range of companies so that if something does go wrong with one company, then your investment in the other companies would typically help to make sure that your return objectives are taken care of. So similarly, in order to mitigate risk, diversification becomes a very key component of your asset allocation. It has to be, you know, your investments typically have to be diversified over different sectors, diversified over different geographies, and even the investment types. Essentially, the bottom line or the main idea is that the performance of any one investment should not disproportionately affect your overall portfolio.
Amazing. And since we are talking about portfolios, how does an investor determine the right mix of assets for their portfolio?
So that becomes a very crucial thing to keep in mind. The right mix depends on several factors. Now, this includes your investor's age, their financial goals, their time horizon, their risk tolerance, and even to a large extent, their family backgrounds. Now, generally, what we've seen is that younger investors who have a longer time horizon, they could opt for a higher allocation towards stocks for growth potential. That is, they can take that extra risk in favor of a longer or a higher growth potential. Whereas those people and those investors who are nearing retirement, they prefer bonds in order to get stability, and they typically want that fixed income coming in at regular intervals. So therefore, it is very essential to reassess these factors regularly to ensure that, you know, the asset mix remains aligned with their goals, with the market conditions, as well as their own investment horizon.
Yes, risk appetite is a very crucial factor. Now, can you tell us what are some of the most common asset classes used in asset allocation and what roles do they play?
Now, being a market participant, my conversation will be restricted to the capital markets. So we will talk about the asset classes which would be included there. The main asset classes include, you know, stocks, bond, and cash or cash equivalents. This means that, you know, cash that is lying in hand, in bank, as well as in FDs. Now, stock provides growth potential, but they typically come in with higher volatility. In fact, if you look at the stock markets, they typically track a heartbeat, you know, they keep going up and down. And that is something that has to be kept in mind. Bonds, on the other hand, they offer income and are generally less volatile. So they become a very good option when you're looking at capital preservation and also looking at something as regular income coming in at regular intervals. cash becomes the safest. But like we say, you know, without risk, you will not get returns. And obviously, since there is hardly any risk associated with cash, it also offers the lowest returns. But that doesn't mean that you should do away with cash. It becomes very important, especially to meet your short-term needs or even as a buffer against market downturns. There are also alternative classes which are available, you know, like real estate, commodities, private equity, etc., which can provide you additional diversification and potential returns. But each of them have to be viewed in conjunction with their risks.
That's a lot of options to choose from. And abhi hum asset allocation ke bare mein baat kare, we have spoken a lot about age and time horizon. So how does age and time horizon influence an individual's asset allocation strategies?
That's actually a very critical thing when it comes to influencing your asset allocation. So younger investors, in fact, you know, typically people who are in their 20s and, you know, early 30s, unke paas mein time horizon bahut lamba hota hai because for obvious reasons, they are in the working area and they're going to continue remaining productive for a longer time. So they can afford to take more risk. And since they can afford to take more risk, they generally prefer, you know, those kind of investments wherein they can get higher long-term returns. So typically you'll find them investing, or rather we recommend them to have a higher allocation towards stocks. As they start aging and they start approaching their financial goals such as retirement, they generally tend to shift towards more conservative investments. And typically you'll find that bonds and fixed income, they become predominant as far as their asset allocation is concerned. And that helps them to protect their accumulated wealth and also generate income in regular intervals.
We're talking about markets and how market conditions can be unpredictable. Aapne kuch der pehle bola tha that it tracks the heartbeat. So how can this impact the asset allocation decisions?
They have a significant impact on asset allocation. Now, typically, when you have a booming market, like if you typically see the market in a post-COVID kind of a scenario, they have been going upwards and they've been hitting new highs every day. So investors tend to, you know, get very carried away by that and they try to have a long, bigger allocation towards equities to try and capitalize on the growth that they're seeing in the market. Whereas whenever there is a downturn that happens, typically we go back to what happened in 2007-2008 when the Lehman Brothers crisis happened, people tend to shirk away from the equity markets at that particular point of time and they prefer to invest in, you know, more capital preserving kind of options like bonds and fixed income. So it is important for, what investors to stay connected with what is happening in the market and to remain flexible on it. But at the same time, it is also important for them not to have a knee-jerk reaction. You have to see a longer term trend if you're typically looking at generating wealth over a period of time.
And finally, before we bring this podcast to an end, I want to ask you, what are some of the most common mistakes investors make with asset allocation and how can that be avoided?
So one of the biggest mistakes that most of the investors make towards asset allocation is not diversifying enough. So what happens is that they tend to have all of their investments in a single asset class or at the most two asset classes. So that becomes a problem because when you don't have adequate diversification, then it's not really asset allocation. Another thing that they fail to do is to review it regularly. Like I said, asset allocation depends a lot on age. So as you grow older, your financial needs and goals change and typically it is necessary for them to review and keep on making the necessary adjustment. So in order to avoid these mistakes, what they need to do is they need to have a clear set of financial goals, understand their own risk tolerance and periodically keep on reviewing their portfolio to make necessary adjustments. In fact, today, you know, you have several tools which are available to you, AI being one of them, robo-advisory being another one of them, which can help an investor maintain an efficient allocation strategy and, you know, it can actually help you in automatically rebalancing and personalizing your your recommendations.
You heard it from the expert right here. Thank you so much, Natasha, for sharing your insights on asset allocation. It's been incredibly informative. Kafi applicable knowledge seekhne ko mili yahan pe.
My pleasure, Rohan. Great talking to you guys. And we always agree to talk about ways to help investors.
Great. That's all for today's episode of Intelligence. Join us next time as we continue to explore the world of finance and investment. Until next time, stay smart and stay invested.
Investment in securities markets are subject to market risks. Read all related documents carefully before investing.